play any of it?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. What's you, Al? Why are we doing the podcast part now? All right, so what are we coming in with?
I guess the date.
Oh, so just...
Episode 31.
It's episode 31 of the Golden Saucer Podcast. It's February 1st, 2014. Are you ready?
I did that once too, and it sounded really good. When I thought that it worked out really well, and then I heard the podcast later, and it sounded like fucking hot garbage.
I'd imagine that sounded like hot garbage, and that's why we're keeping it because that's what we do.
Hot garbage.
That's right. Coming out.
Golden Saucer brand hot garbage.
Did I say episode 31? I hope I said 31.
Yeah,
I got all the bases covered. So I'm Joey.
I'm Al.
I'm Kyle. It sounded like we're a monster truck.
We are
ready.
Sunday.
At the drum.
Truckasaurus.
Three kinds of fire. I don't know why there's three kinds of fire.
Watch Bigfoot jump a shark tank.
They sold
us Evil Knievel's son jumps 27 buses with a world record.
They sold us a whole seat, but we're only going to need the edge of it.
$16 gets you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
God, you're going to have to turn that down so bad.
All right, I might trim that out.
It's loud.
Just deal with it.
We're going to do the whole next podcast, all Macho Man Randy Savage.
Announcer,
Truckasaurus guy.
Monster Jam! I can't believe they made that into a brand.
Yeah, that is kind of awkward.
You know what's really weird about Monster Jam and all the toast stuff, the truck stuff? It was like, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, yeah, Bigfoot, yeah. And then everyone's like, Gravedigger,
you dumb fuck. What are you talking about? This one's neon green.
It's neon green, and it's kind of like a hearse, but it's not.
It's the Undertaker of...
It was the Undertaker of fucking
monster trucks.
What the fuck else was out there? I know there was a Hulk Hogan one.
Was there?
Yeah,
there was I never got into that.
It had like arms like around the front of it, and then like
the 42-inch python.
Yes, it does. And then what was some of the other ones?
Well, there's a Superman one.
Yeah, I remember
there's a Ninja Turtle one. I think there was.
Yeah. That sounds legit. Licensed monster trucks.
Sounds fairly accurate. I can't dispute any of that.
They have a monster truck. I went to a monster jam.
Oh, nice.
So they have.
Oh, you went to an actual monster jam? Yeah. I never went to one that they branded it Monster Jam. I went to a tractor pull. Back when they were called tractor pulls.
All I know is you haven't lived life till you see an Escalade sitting on monster truck wheels with spinners.
I think I have a
picture.
It
raced like that.
I have a picture of me somewhere like standing underneath Bigfoot.
How did it do?
Oh, fucking garbage.
Just not well.
Spinners flew everywhere.
Three dead.
And then four injured. Yeah, because when Monster Jam is when they started putting the like the X Games stunt bike stuff.
Yeah.
With the fucking the tractor pool, which was like the tractor pool is just like this weird thing. Did you ever play Bigfoot for the NES?
Yes.
That was exactly what a tractor pool was. Is that dumb shit?
The thing that I always like pushed me away from it was like I was like even as a kid like
the smell
watching
of Budweiser
like,
and
no,
Copenhagen
no, no, no,
that's
no.
All that was there.
Even as like a kid, like I was kind of like money conscious, so like I would see the whole like they're crushing other smaller vehicles and stuff, and like someone could have drove that, and like that's irresponsible fiscally.
No. Those cars are all garbage.
Nah, man, you could have repaired
them. Those are my Blazer.
It's your
Blazer. All my Blazer.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like a little bit of fucking elbow grease,
and double the value of what it's worth. You could drive it.
You could drive it again, and it would fucking die in 6 months, and you would have gotten.
Oh, there was a Mexican truck. They call it El Toro Loco.
Oh fuck,
that totally sounds legit. Why isn't someone
got
on their
the
phone?
Got the bullhorn.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And whenever it won the race, it did its donut, and then smoke came out of the nostrils.
Oh, cool. Did it have like a bull like the fucking what
the
is
snout?
It the snout ring?
Yeah, it had that and everything.
Like a septum piercing kind of thing.
Yeah, septum ring.
I never understood why they had that on the actual bull, and people were like, so "I thought it.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you would like put a chain on it and then like you would give it directions."
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It is.
Terrible idea.
It totally is. No one said it was a good idea. Just that's just how they did it.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Watch that not be it at all, and I'm just super ignorant. Like, yeah, it's for garden.
No, it's you dumb fucks. It's because they have a problem the nose drainage and the or it's just
way more aesthetic. They're just they look fucking badass with their stuff. We're talking
seen
about
this shit.
Well, not only that, but like that's like your rite of passage is you have to pierce a bull septum like yourself. Bam.
Just punch it in the face and...
You punch it in the face and then pierce its septum? You just drop a headlock on the fucking bull?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're going down, bull.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I saw a dude, like, it wasn't a huge bull, but it was a relatively decent-sized bull.
Mm.
It charged at him, and the dude grabbed it by the horns and just, juked it to the ground.
Mm.
Like, he fell on top of it, but he juked this bull, like, by the horns to the ground.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It seemed like
I'll
a really...
why.
As Fry would say, what a neat way to die.
I will
tell
fun
you way to die? It might be fun
I
way.
Tell you
no,
why
I think it's neat.
Because that thing weighs, like, a lot. It's like it's like I get hit by a small car, like but with a brain,
and like sharp shit on the front of it,
and the ability to kick you in the face at the end.
Yeah, no, my only experience with bull was me and my cousin were living out in the boonies for a while, and we decided it would be fun to go cow tipping, and we went. Mm-hmm. Long story short, it wasn't a cow.
That doesn't work very hard. I mean, that means it doesn't work very well. I don't know why I said hard. It's really hard. One, cows don't tip like you think they do.
And
they don't like being ran up on.
We had been cow tipping a couple of times before, and it actually is relatively easy. Like, two dudes, you can knock a cow over pretty easy.
Right.
You cannot knock a bull over.
Mm.
Can't be done.
From my understanding, is from the physics of it, you don't actually tip the cow. You more or less just surprise it, and it crumples, falls over.
I don't know. There's a surprising amount of force that has to be applied.
It's not like cow flat, you know?
No, I mean, I guess it's much like because they're top heavy, you know what I mean? Like, once you get them past a certain point, there's like...
I will kick you, you're very top heavy.
Yeah.
It's a Dane Cook joke, sadly.
But yeah, we've turned up
to that podcast now?
Yeah. No,
Dane
turned
Cook
up.
Jokes?
Turned out that's to be, I mean, I was telling a story about my life.
And then he
equated it to Dane Cook.
Slap him.
Fuck that guy.
Excuse me.
Anyways, turned out to be a bull.
There you go.
Yeah, and we ran from it, and it hit barbed wire and didn't give a fuck.
Oh, nice.
Like, it just pulled the fucking, like, barbed wire, like, out
like,
of the fucking post.
See, I gotta fucking go.
Yeah, and we just split up, and it got confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because its burning desire to kill both of us.
There you go, yeah.
And
that's why you don't fuck with that. Reggie Dog is just over there licking your belly,
dude. It's like my belly is delicious or something.
He's like, yo, man, you spilled some stuff. He's like,
go
you
ahead.
Spilled some stuff over here.
You spilled some. There's some stuff on your shirt, bro. I'm just trying to hook you up. I didn't think about it like that. It's probably a good look, buddy. Thanks, Reggie Dog. Just put a picture of Reggie Dog up on the fucking thing.
No one needs to see him. He's too awesome. Collapse the website.
Okay, at least link to his Facebook page.
No one needs that. Well, what else? All right, so despite our best efforts, I think we actually all played some games this week.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yeah, so we'll start with Alf. Alf, what the fuck have you been playing, dog?
I played Battletoads.
You actually played Battletoads?
I watched him play Battletoads on a NES Advantage.
Was that terrible?
Worst idea.
I don't know why you would want to add the inability to control with a arcade style joystick to a difficult to control game.
Put it this way, I couldn't man the jumps in the second stage.
I know.
I couldn't even get to the.
You just kept falling in the ball pit.
I couldn't get to the carts. It was impossible. Four other dudes tried. It was impossible.
Yeah, because you're playing on NES Advantage.
Well, the advantage wasn't on my side.
It turns out not to be that advantageous.
I mean, I guess if. I mean. To me, the NES Advantage is always one of those things where if you constantly play with it, you'll get better with it.
Also, if you need turbo as fuck!
Yeah. But, I mean, like, the same thing is, like, if I get the Nintendo PlayChoice 10 running, and you go over there and you play, like, some of the games on the PlayChoice 10, you have to play with, like, the joystick. And so it's kind of difficult.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Advantage is that it has a button that's labeled slow. And basically all the slow button is, yeah, just... turbo on start button. Like, if you had turbo on and you were holding the start button down.
Which was the best for Battletoads.
And, that's what's known as slow.
What's really interesting is if there's a slow-mo on one of the Super Nintendo controllers, and if you play it on Street Fighter, because Street Fighter, when you pause, it goes, ooh,
yeah.
So it just kind of goes through that loop a lot.
So it's all your, ooh.
Oh, good.
But Battletoads, man.
Yeah, yep. Battletoads has a good pause music. It does have a really good pause music.
It's the best goddamn pause music.
I don't think there's a lot of games that have pause music, so that it's not that hard to shoot just a rocket to the top of that.
Best. Yeah.
Best.
I mean, like, you can't really count, like, a lot of RPGs like menus, because that's not really paused.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of pause music. That's the point.
I did like that about Skyrim, is that there's menu and there's an actual pause.
Yeah. Like, also, wait.
Yeah, wait's pretty cool. Anyway. So what else are we playing other than Battletoads?
What else did I get my hands on? More Pokemon. That's it.
Pokemon, huh?
Yeah, Pokemon Y.
Sorry.
That's good.
Trying to make a dent in a goddamn game. I'm on my fourth gym leader. Yay! Hey,
you're better than me, man.
Girl!
I gave up a long time ago. Sorry, this is not for me. I mean, I tried. I tried to get back into it. It's got that grind on it that I'm not really into.
I don't know. The storyline, like, I feel like it just doesn't. And then, like, everything after that, I totally agree with you, is really grindy.
No. Like, you'll at least agree with here. Where I'm at between, what was it, the second and third gym, or the first and second gym, is real long. It's a long time.
It's long. It's a long time.
Right, but it's not like they just have you doing nothing. I mean,
they had me chasing a goddamn dog through a goddamn maze.
Yeah, I mean... You had to find a Farfetch'd in the woods in like Gen 3.
That's fine. That's like, oh, I gotta go find
it. It was like the same puzzle.
I don't remember. And I didn't play Gen 3, but I'm.
Not for you. It's not for you.
My whole thing is like, I'd rather it be, hey, you gotta go through this stupid route 45 that sucks real bad because it's full of stupid ass Pokemon. Everything.
I don't know. I guess my argument is that like that whole mansion that you're in right now, like that took me like. 15 minutes? Tops?
I'm not arguing that it's long. I'm just saying it's a detour.
Right, but that whole thing, like, leads to... All right, well,
when I get the time to sit down and play with it, when my options are thus...
Yeah.
I will play it. I mean, I'm not arguing that it's a bad game. I'm not arguing that it's, you know, anything like that. It's not for me right now. And I said right now, not for me. No, I didn't say not for me ever.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, yeah, what else?
Some NES remix, or like maybe a little.
Yeah, that NES remix.
Oh yeah, NES remix.
We're playing a little bit of that.
Beat
together.
Your NES remix one. Now you got two.
Sorry for coughs. Still sick.
Awesome. Yeah, that NES remix is really fun.
It's addicting.
Frustrating.
It's addicting, fun. Bro. Yeah, totally frustrating. Especially when they don't tell you your goal or objective in some of the matches.
Well, they don't. They're not real clear.
Yeah, they're like, run, Luigi. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, it's gonna run by itself. I'm just gonna have to press the jump button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything was about timing, but it's a fun game. It's addicting.
Yeah. I had fun with it doing that upside
Except
down.
Except those
level.
Fucking balloon fighter stages. Fuck them.
Yeah, those are kind of hard. That Wrecking Crew was hard too.
I couldn't.
And somehow I was fucking up ice climbers.
Well, yeah, that jump was kind of weird.
It's just like, hey, jump off this cliff. You suck. Wait, what'd you find over there, buddy?
Fat owls.
Anyway,
that's
what
pretty
else?
Much it for me.
That's it. Let's see.
It's schoolwork, man. That's all I've been.
I know Kyle's got plenty to talk about. Kyle, what the fuck you been playing, man?
Nothing, man. I got nothing.
All right, good. Because I could have swore I saw you talking about.
I don't want to talk about these games.
You don't want to talk about them? Why not?
wait. Go okay. back to the NES Advantage. You beat Castlevania.
Okay, fine.
So you beat Castlevania on the NES Advantage.
I beat Castlevania on the NES Advantage. Yeah.
Yay.
With mine, like I didn't.
Not look, this is my shocked face.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I'm not shocked.
It's a lot
it
more
a
it's a lot more
it.
Difficult than yeah. you think it would be.
No, because you're not used to controlling it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I can like what game what was it? What else was it Mario 1 I was playing behind my back
yeah.
backwards?
So
I understand completely.
So like the only things that are like really weird to do on the NES Advantage in Castlevania is remember you have to push up and the whip. To
yeah,
use
yeah, yeah.
secondary items.
Yeah.
So that's weird on a NES Advantage.
Because
you have to, like, yeah, like, throw that shit. It's awkward.
Also, imagine just Castlevania Versus, where it was an arcade machine where you had to do that.
Right, yeah. And, like, basically, like, all I did was put... I've played Battletoads the same way. Like, one of those metal folding chairs. Mm. We all know the wrestling chair gets hit with chair. Unfolded that, and then a 3-foot stool in front of me with the NES Advantage on.
Oh, so you placed it on a hard surface, and we're playing it, like, stand-up arcade style. Okay.
Yeah, except sitting.
That sounds kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah. You know. I mean, the 3-foot stool is taller than you in the chair.
Right, yeah. Like, I know it's slightly, did, so you, so, you kind of like...
So you have to like hunch over like, and kind of like get in there.
Oh, really? I figured...
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sitting in the chair and the stool's like right in front of me.
Right.
So I'm playing like this.
Okay. Probably, so it's about midway to your chest. Probably this. Yeah, yeah. See, I would have figured out a way to sit lower and then have that thing like right in my face.
Yeah, that was our thing. We were like, oh, maybe we'll... Fucking put something shitty
sit
like
on a milk crate or something.
Well, no, we're like, maybe we'll put something shitty underneath a stool, like original Xbox or something.
There you go.
Okay, so I actually did play a couple other things, but it's just kind of like bleh. I bought the definitive Tomb Raider on PS4.
Not game of the year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it.
I would get on that, but apparently my PS4 is missing its power cable.
Yep. You know who you are.
Yeah.
It's fucking like Tomb Raider, but like 10% better looking.
Nice. So what I heard that was interesting is that the team who did the PS4 one and the team who did the Xbox, well, there's two different port teams. So there's like no kind
weird.
Of... Yeah. And like one of them is the team that did the Shadow of the Colossus port.
Nice.
And the other one is I think the one that did like something else. I don't recall. It sucks, but nonetheless, two different teams did it. So there's like people are saying, well, the PS4 one looks better than the Xbox One one, and it's like, well, two different teams did it, and you know.
Yeah. Well, like. So, first thing that you notice that's, like, really vastly different is the fucking controller speaker, like, is, like, squawking at you all the time.
That's either good or bad.
So, like, I turn that shit off pretty quickly, because, like, you hear, like, radio signals, like, through it, and then also, like, people who are, like, talking on the walkie-talkie through it.
Okay.
But you also hear them on the TV.
Ugh.
And there's no way to turn off the ones on the TV, and there is a way to turn off the controller.
Hmm.
So, I was kind of like... Instead of hearing this echo, I'd rather just turn off the fucking controller that's squawking at me.
Yeah.
If you have the little bar, the microphone camera
for the
PlayStation 4, you can also say things like map, and it'll bring up your map, or like, you can say handgun, and it'll switch to the hand, which seemed silly to me. Like, Laura's like in combat, and she's just like, shotgun! Chow!
Mm.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
Movie recently.
Oh.
So yeah, it's basically like if you played Tomb Raider on the 360 or the PS3 and you just wanted to see her get beat the fuck up again, but slightly crisper, then I'd recommend it for you.
Maybe wait for a sale, huh?
Yeah. Or if you want like that sweet art book that it came with, or fucking you like paper cases. I don't know. Like you get some stuff. You get, like, some fucking, like, outfits and whatever. Like, you can change the way she looks.
Naked?
No. She's way more clothed than the standard outfit.
Damn it.
Yeah. I went through all of them just to see if they were going to try to slip one of those in there. One of them's, like...
Classic Tomb Raider.
You know,
outfit.
No, one's, like, Archer, and she's wearing, like, a zip-up vest and, like, long sleeves and, like a bracer on one hand for, like, you know, actually pulling an archer bow. And then one's, like, a... engineer, explosives engineer, and she's wearing like a full jumpsuit or something like that. And then I was hoping they were just gonna like once in there just be like
bikini model.
Yeah, bikini model, like bam.
Mm.
You're like, why? What is this doing here?
Because they learned about that Ellen Page nonsense.
they just put Ellen Page. they use the nude model Ellen Page in Tomb Raider.
Now they're not even trying.
Just to make Alf mad, like...
Yeah, use Ellen Page.
They're like, we just made this thing, fuck. We gotta use it.
Come on!
Well, they didn't even make it. They're like, we licensed it. They made it. We gotta license this thing and get their money's worth out of it.
Let's see, what else did I play? Fucking Dragon Ball Z Battle for Z.
Yeah, how was that? Was it balls ripping.
Yeah. So it's
Did you make a team of 4 Super Saiyan 5 Gokus?
No.
Oh.
You're real limited to begin with. Like,
you got unlocked stuff. That's great.
You have it's the standard DBZ game where you go through a slightly skewed storyline, like shit that didn't really happen, you know what I mean? Like so like there's all sorts of things that are like canonical versus non-canonical, and then it's kind of like it's like boring because like you push one button to do all of the melee attacks and you just fucking wail on it. Like,
yeah.
There's no distinction. Like there's no combos or anything like that.
Really?
It's just wail on that shit.
Nice.
And then like you can do different combinations to shoot like some different laser beams, but like who cares? You know, the fun part is flying real fast and then beating the shit out of somebody.
All right.
And they took that away from you. So
sounds like I like the Kinect version better still.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Fucking play it, man. Like, I'm into it.
It's so goofy. That's why it's good.
So it looks... We're back to this thing again where, you know, they made a brilliant-looking game. Like, they utilize cell shading the way that cell shading should be used, and it looks fantastic. Some of the voice actors are different.
Really?
Yeah, which is like, to me, like, if you can't get the DBZ crew, don't make the game.
Right.
So, like, Kid Gohan is not voiced by the same girl.
Is it that she's dead or something?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But, anywho, you could get someone who at least sounds close. Like, Gohan doesn't sound Gohan-y to me.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be me, but I don't know. I watched a lot of DBZ, and he doesn't sound like Gohan to me. And if it turns out it is, then I'm just going to be like, I don't know, then you need to fix your shit, because that doesn't sound like Gohan.
Your throat got punched.
Yeah. Not to shit on it completely, the mode where you get to do several people versus, like, a large boss character...
Right.
...is actually really entertaining. It's maybe a bit long-winded, just because they're like, oh, it's, you know, Vegeta and Ozaru, or however you pronounce it, the big monkey thing...
Right.
And, like, he's just, like, he's got, like, a billion HP, and it takes all four of you to wail on him for, like, 10 minutes to kill it. And it's, like, I get that. It's DBZ. It's super powerful beings and whatever. But, like, it's a Dragon Ball Z game. I don't have this kind of fucking attention span.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, like...
just be fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, it's just be really fast, like, really action-packed fighting, and... because, like, that's what you want out of it. And, yeah. Like, you know...
I think, like, if you were to do a DBZ game, you would just be, like, top 50 battles, go.
Yeah, right, and then just be like, have like a bunch of side stuff where it's like, here's the fucking World Martial Arts Tournament, and here's this, and character creation, fucking who cares, like,
yeah,
or even just like palette swaps, like dress Goku like Piccolo.
Didn't they have the thing in there where the DLC was
Naruto?
Yeah, you can wear like some Naruto Shippuden costume on Goku, which is weird.
That's funny.
Bandai Namco.
Well, it's because in...
Naruto Shippuden.
The Naruto...
It's, you have a Goku.
He had a Goku.
There you go. The turtle hermit.
So they're returning the favor.
That's kind of nice. I don't know. Naruto's fine. I just don't care.
No. I'm just saying, of my limited knowledge of this game...
I haven't been able to dig deep enough into it because I think it's kind of fucking boring. So it's one of those things where, like, I may try to get a little bit more out of it. I am not normally the guy who trades a lot of games, but this one's probably gonna go into Bravely Default.
I had to call.
I understand. I'm gonna play it as much as I can, and maybe I'll...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean...
Maybe I'll write a review on it, because I've been wanting to write reviews for the site.
Maybe. I mean, you know, that's what, maybe like 750 words?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Just don't fall into the trope of the graphics were good and the sound was terrible. The character displays are...
I'm going to have Alf write reviews, but as Doge.
Did you see...
power level. Such Saiyan.
I'm not real big into Doge.
Very KO Ken.
I'm glad you guys like Doge. I'm not really big into
Doge.
Doge
is awesome.
Have you seen the Doge coin exist? It's like Bitcoins, but the fucking Doge coin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the Doge coin people actually sent the Jamaican bobsled team to fucking Sochi.
It's so fucking awesome.
And now they're sending some other guy. It's like, what the fuck, man?
I'll take it.
Speaking of Sochi, did you see the American... I mean, not the American, I'm sorry.
Oh!
The Mexican skier?
Yes. the Mexican ski jumpers have.
So, you know, they wear a whole one whole leotard bodysuit, right?
Yeah.
So they're
it's
all
a
like
luchador. It's not a mariachi. Mariachi. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I was like, personal racism. All right.
All right. Take it.
Like, you guys are fucking stupid.
It's fucking awesome.
But yeah.
They look like the Three Amigos now.
I really want to just fucking. I want to let somebody else play it.
No.
And then have the ability.
I don't want that thing tainting up my game or something.
No. Not you. I'm thinking about Trick Him Out, brother.
There you go.
Like, I'm going to be like, yo, Jordan, I know you like some fucking shitty DBZ games. You should play the fuck out of this.
There you go.
And then let me enjoy the end game. And then get what I want out of it and then be like, all right, now I'll get Bravely Default because fuck this game.
I mean, like, the thing that interests me was, like, you could do, like, alternate stories. So,
yeah, I mean, the issue is that is totally not a new thing to the DBZ video game franchise.
And then, like, you could pick teams of four. And so
yeah.
You could be like,
no, that's
super fun.
You could
literally make
fun.
An all Frieza team.
Yeah, so, like, the way that works, too, is that, like, if one of you falls in combat, you can, like, dash over to them and give them some of your energy, like, in the show.
Senzu Bean!
No Senzu Beans, but, but yeah, you can, like, give them some of your energy and it'll bring them back. And then you can have, like, you can basically play it like a typical MMO. Like, you're like, all right, well, this character, I'm going to give him all of the fucking, like, melee chips or, like, the whatever you call the stickers or capsules, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, buff him out and give him a bunch of health and whatever. And then he'll be the quote-unquote tank. Mm-hmm. And then I'll give the other guys a bunch of key skills. And then I'll give one guy the ability to, like, fucking move, like, mitigate health.
I heard they stretch it out, though, the alternate fights. Like, you could be Krillin versus Raditz.
That's probably true. Yeah, I mean,
I was like, no.
No, there's a lot of that weirdness.
I was like,
that's
not going to happen.
And also, I haven't seen the newest movie, so, like, that kitty cat guy looks weird to me.
Oh, yeah, I'll say, isn't there, is, like,
I don't even know his
Battle
name.
Battle of the Gods or something?
Yeah.
I'm just going to call him Anubis.
Yeah, well, he's, like, totally, he's way Anubis.
I just don't get his final, the new Super Saiyan level. It's just Goku with red hair.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's called. Like, I saw the thing.
His hair gets fuller every Super Saiyan.
I was hoping that it was going to be some sort of, like, Kaioken times whatever.
He just has red eyes, red hair. So, Super Saiyan, what is it, the monkey one where he has the fur on his hair, body?
Oh, yeah, that's 4.
So, he reverts back into normal Goku?
Yeah, okay, fucking Toriyama didn't want anything past, like, I think Super Saiyan 2.
I see that.
Like, that he was just like, fuck this, like. He didn't, as I recall, like, I read articles suggesting that he didn't want to go any further than Frieza Saga.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I feel like the series has worn out its welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who, like, fucking love everything past that shit. Like, personally, Frieza Saga was the most exciting for me just because it was, like, alien world. Granted, they drug it on for a while, but Vegeta was still kind of in the game.
All I remember of the Frieza Saga was, how many episodes am I watching where this fucker's powering up?
Not that many. Like, realistically, not that many. I mean,
how
like, towards... That's like a typical DBZ trope that people go to.
But I would argue that every episode that I saw, he was powering up.
Who's he?
Frieza.
Like, yeah, he transformed twice.
It didn't matter what time... If I was watching DBZ,
okay,
for some reason,
let me
Frieza
ask you,
was powering up.
Let me ask you
and
something
I wasn't watching every day.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying...
I'll just ask you a question straight up. What do you consider to be powering up? Where he just goes like, then he's just more powerful?
Yeah, just powering up. Just sitting there going, just powering up.
Right. There is not a lot of that happening for more than like 15, 20 seconds at a time.
That's all I remember. I'm not saying it's 100% true. I'm just saying... My memories of DBZ. Because,
like, there were totally things where, like.
Frieza Saga being on all the time and that fucker always powering up.
Cell Saga. That was constant powering up.
I didn't watch the Cell Saga, but.
That was constant powering up. It's always Goku in the hyperbolic time chamber just fighting and training.
Dragon Ball Z. I am being 100% fair here, though, that I know there's a lot more. Like, you and I sat down and watched a lot of.
We watched, like, Saiyan Saga.
Yeah, a lot of Saiyan Saga. There's a lot of good stuff there. I'm not saying it's a bad show.
There's
a lot of show there.
There's a lot of show there, but
for as much show as that, you know, it's kind of like if you came home every day and you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to put on Adult Swim and watch Family Guy, and it's the episode where Peter's always fighting the chicken for like 10 minutes.
You're like, fuck.
You're like, why is this the only episode I see?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll give you this as well. Like, there was a time period where I would get home. And every time I saw DBZ, it was always fucking Frieza Saga.
Okay. Well,
like, they weren't even...
Maybe that's the same time frame.
Yeah, like, they weren't even fucking, like, doing that thing where they were, like... well, now we're going to start over and play it all the back all the way. Like, they would just be like, okay, well, here's Frieza Saga. And then when it's done, they're like, we're going to start, like, Frieza Saga again. And you're like, okay, whatever. So you watch Frieza Saga again, and they're like, maybe you miss, like, episodes, like, 15 to 30 in Frieza Saga, so we're going to do those. Like, it seemed like they had, like, licensing issues or something.
Maybe that's what was happening, because, like I said, all I remember is people like, oh, you got to come around and watch DBZ.
Fucking, people are, like, fucking nuts for DBZ.
Yeah.
So, I can understand, like, just putting the fucking...
I missed the boat.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you know how much I love Bandai Namco.
Right. Well, you know how much I love Toriyama's art. So, yeah. You know, it's
and just, so, like, I will
should
fucking,
be a good fit, but it's not.
I will fucking throw money at Bandai Namco just so I can be like, you guys should probably stay a company. And I'm
speaking
happy
of Bandai Namco, they changed their name to Namco Bandai. Namco Bandai changed their name to Bandai Namco. Worldwide now. It's all one name.
Interesting.
I think I got that right.
Huh.
I don't have it written down in front of me.
I don't know.
Well, they changed the name. It's whatever it was now, it's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite of that. Well, I think it was Bandai Namco, so it's Namco Bandai now.
I don't know. Alf, where's your phone? So,
But yeah, just I had to throw money at them, plus it looked fun enough, I guess.
Well, you know, it's one of those... I'd imagine that if you hurry up and get... By the time Bravely Default comes, you probably still get like $30 store credit out of it. At like, you know, anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's a new game, and it's DBZ.
Yeah.
They don't like, go down in value until the next one comes out.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's, like, a complete turd.
Shit,
like,
fucking garbage
like
fest.
DBZ Connect.
Or Ultimate Tenkaichi.
Really?
Yeah, that game was fucking
No. I was thinking of
so it was Bandai Namco, now it's Namco Bandai.
There you go. So, But no, I was thinking of, the Tenkaichi collection.
Oh, the Budokai collection.
Oh, the Budokai collection. There you go. Yeah.
I know people love Budokai. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Meh.
I didn't play it, and I'm not gonna play it.
No. Yeah, you're good.
Alright, so let's see. What did I play this week? I played a lot of Killer Instinct. A lot. And then I found out I am not good at it when I'm thinking about it.
Oh yeah? Did you play online and get like shit stuff?
No. I went to the a LAN event and I just played the shit out of it there. And, like, there's one guy who was really good. Shout out to Leo. You're really good. And there was another guy, you know, Godfrey. He was there.
Godfrey, yeah.
And, like, Godfrey was just like, this is going to be my thing. I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to get really good at
it. I'm just going to learn how to play Killer Instinct.
Learn how to play Killer Instinct against these other scrubs.
That's the way Godfrey operates, man.
Like, he was really good. I mean, by the end, he had a pretty nasty Thunder and a really nasty Sadira.
Yeah.
It was really nasty.
Well, Sadira is fucking ridiculous.
Ah, it's just fucking gross. It's fucking...
I mean, like, I can totally relate to the idea of wanting Thunder to be amazing, but, like...
He's good.
Right, but he's not...
He's not... Well, the trick with Thunder is...
Gotta get his bear accessories.
You get the bear accessories. The trick with Thunder is that you get his goddamn, his heavy, and it just, like... It's like, he'll spin into him, hit him with his fucking tomahawks, dig the tomahawks in, throw him down the ground, and then kick him like three times.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can get that little small combo, it's a real heavy combo.
Yeah,
combo.
He doesn't really have nothing.
Oh, speaking of Killer Instinct, they just announced Spinal, his review.
Yeah,
trailer.
Spinal, yeah. Yeah, saw that.
Not bad. I like it. I dig it.
Right, but I mean, you already spent the money. You have to spend more money
to
get Spinal?
No. I got Spinal in Full Gore because I spent all the money.
Okay, good.
I
was going to say.
You rich.
What about a puppy? You sneezing?
And then, what else? But yeah, I played a lot of that. I found out, like, I'm not good as good. I never claimed to be good, but I found out I'm not
yeah,
good. Yeah,
I hate when that happens. Like, once again, shout out to Godfrey. I was playing some Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 with him, and he was tearing my ass up. And
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
Fuck.
I know. Well, I mean,
thought I was good at this
game. You gotta think, like, you know, maybe they're sitting at home putting a little more time into it than you are.
Godfrey's just good at fighting games. Like, he's just inherently good at fighting games. Like, he just understands the dichotomy of it.
The thing that was making me mad is, like, in Killer Instinct, if you miss the combo breaker, like, if you mistime it, but you would have got the combo breaker, you get locked out.
Yeah.
Or if you hit the wrong things, you get locked out. And it seemed like I was getting locked out longer than most other people. And I was just like,
the game was giving them preferential
treatment. Why am I locked out for 5 seconds and everyone else is locked out for, like, three? You know? So...
Maybe what you were doing was a more grievous offense.
Yeah, like, oh, no, no, you're just jamming buttons.
They're like, we clearly noticed that you're not actually trying to fucking combo break. You're just fucking up.
Yeah. I don't know.
You think you know what you're talking about.
It was still nice. It got to a point where, like, we're in a big hall, like, you know, like a ballroom.
Yeah.
And Killer Instinct was on the back end. I could stand at the entrance and hear people playing Killer Instinct.
Like, just, oh! Burner,
And then ultras, and then, you know, combo breaker.
Oh yeah,
counter breaker. Yeah, and I think it's because they turned the announcer way up.
Yeah, that's well, fine. You should.
And one guy was—he did hook up a speaker system to the TV, which is fucking awesome. Yeah. But what happened there was neat because I was, you know, they
should have projected it onto the ceiling.
We talked about that. I was asked to bring my Xbox One and my PS4, and I was like, I don't even know why you have me bring a PS4. I'm like, I can
what
bring...
Do you, what do you guys want to play, fucking, like, Madden?
I was like, you don't play Knack, Call of Duty, or Madden?
Killzone?
And no, Killzone isn't co-op.
I know. You fucking one player, I don't know.
I was like, so...
You play that Tomb Raider multiplayer that's not existent?
It wasn't out yet. And then, so I was like, basically, if I was bringing a PS4, all that's going to happen is people are going to play Rezogun.
Yeah.
And then one or two people were going to play Call of Duty.
You could play Don't Starve.
Some people tried to play Don't Starve. Some people tried to play Contrast. But I'm like, why the fuck are you playing this? It's not a multiplayer thing.
You play those Blacklight.
Resolution. Exactly what I said was fucking happening was Everyone was fucking playing Killer Instinct nonstop.
Yeah, duh. I mean,
so
that's the only game they're going to play, period.
Played a little bit of Dungeon Defenders too, but I can't talk about that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
So the game's coming along pretty interestingly. I think it's neat. They have a beta. So if you want, go to Trendy Entertainment and sign up for their beta. That would be really cool. Those guys are nice.
Nice dudes.
They give me a mouse pad. And so what else did I play? I played Ness Remix with Alf. I played Link to the Past.
Yeah, because it's on the Wii U.
I played Ninja Gaiden 2 on my 3DS.
Really?
Yeah, because I downloaded it, and I forgot I downloaded it. And I opened the little package present thing, and it's like, what is this? Oh, it's Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yeah. Oh.
And then...
Weather effects, you say.
So I played a little bit of that. I played like the first level, maybe two levels.
Yeah, I don't think it was weather effects.
And then what else did I play? Street Pass bullshit.
Yeah.
I turned on Pokemon to make the 3D the Street Pass light go away. And then what else did I play? Oh, I played Pikmin 3.
Strangely.
Yeah. Well, no, because Alf reminded me. Remember when I was like, why can't I play this without the disc? And it was because when Pikmin 3 came out, no one had any copies. And we wanted to play it for the podcast so I could talk about it.
Oh, so you bought a digital copy?
So I bought a digital copy.
Man, you were over here trying to tell me that, like, that was the only... You had a fucking disc and that was it? And, like,
I was like,
I thought Pikmin 3 was fucking magical.
Alf had to remind me.
Yeah,
like, I was like,
I remember the whole fucking argument he had. No one has it. Fucking, I'm buying it digital.
Fuck it. Digital it is.
Yeah.
Did you even play New Super Luigi? You didn't even
it's
give
in
a
the
fuck.
Pile.
You didn't give a fuck it's about that game.
Next to Wonderful 101.
Next to Wonderful 101. You played that, at least.
Yeah.
Tank, tank, tank.
Oh, God.
God.
Don't talk shit. I need to
trade that in while it's still worth something.
No.
It ain't worth shit.
Oh, yes it is.
I remember buying a stack of those at one point. Because they were so cheap.
Yeah, they were like $5.
Yeah, they were like $10 a piece. And we were like, fuck it. Let's buy 6 copies of Tank, Tank, Tank.
No, I think they were free. I'd worked out some kind of deal where they were free.
I think, because you had bought so many other Wii U games, like, it was part of some promotion that was like, buy a Wii U game, get a tank, tank, tank.
Do you remember?
Something like that. I think buy a Wii, like he was saying, buy a Wii U game, get tank, tank, tank for free.
Yeah, something like that.
And then you were like, Black Ops 2, Mass Effect, and fucking Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Which you didn't care about any of those things, even.
Yeah.
And you're just like, let me get those tank, tank, tanks.
Sounds like something I would have done.
When you have multiples of them, you think it's tanks, 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 or just tank, tank, tank,
tanks? Tank, tank,
tanks. Yeah, I don't know, man. S apostrophe, like, possessive.
Yeah. Well, what else did I play?
Fuck, I don't remember. Did you do anything? Playing the fucking coffin over there?
I did play try not to be sick.
I watched you play some fucking Black Flag on the Xbox One recently. Yeah. I don't know how recent that was.
It was recent. I don't know. I just played it just to get like my feet wet. Ha 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 ha. I think that my problem, me and one of my classmates were talking about this the other day, is like, I kind of got burned out in Assassin's Creed in the middle of Revelations.
Yeah, that's a time to get burned out for sure.
I tried playing 3 and it wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
And like everyone's saying 4 is really good, but I just can't.
Yeah, can't get over the hump.
Can't get over that hump of, what if it's not?
Dude, I'm in the like literally exact same boat. Like, every time I like think about playing Assassin's Creed, like it gets to that point where it's just like, oh, you're like, oh man, this might be fun because like killing people's fun in that game, mm-hmm. and then you like think about it, and you're like, you actually don't get to kill that many people, mm-hmm. like, except like times where you're just like, I'm gonna start a fist fight in the middle of the street or whatever, like, mm-hmm. and that doesn't get you anywhere. But like, if mm-hmm. you're actively playing the game, like, you get to assassinate dudes like maybe like once every 20, 30 minutes or so or whatever, and the rest mm-hmm. of the time is spent like getting from A to B and like climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, ugh.
I just like throwing money at people.
Beggars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go away. Here's your money.
You ever just stand up, like, climb, like, one story up, mm-hmm. but not even, like 5 feet above other people, like, on a post or something?
And make it rain?
And just rain down on them.
Whoa-ha-ha.
Take these shillings.
Yeah, just.
I'm Ezio Auditore. I have all the money.
Just, peasants. Gather before me. Cloak me from the eyes of the gods.
Did I play anything else?
I can't recall anything else.
I don't think I played anything else. We can just pretend I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just pretend I did. But yeah, I mean, those games were fun. I know.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm kind of just waiting on Titanfall. Kind of waiting on Infamous.
Second Son, yeah. Well, maybe.
Probably pick up Tomb Raider. I think Thief is coming out soon.
Yeah, Thief's coming out relatively soon.
Yeah, so I might play that.
I don't know, are you into the idea of permanently owning a Tomb Raider?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you can fucking do something with mine.
You can shoot out of a cannon.
You'd shoot my Tomb Raider out of a cannon?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
But to what end?
I don't know.
First off, that implies that you're going to buy a cannon.
I was going to build a cannon.
He's rich.
Yeah, I'm rich. Yeah,
what are you going to build your cannon out of?
Probably like a 55-gallon drum, because I was like, I'm fine.
I was hoping you were going to go to legitimate and just like cast iron, motherfucker.
Bunch of paint cans, motherfucker.
Just, no, you don't know that I have access to medieval blacksmithing equipment.
Bunch of pipes
and,
from Home Depot.
And I've got casting iron and all sorts of fucking heat to apply to that motherfucker.
Yeah. Just an over-elaborate potato gun he's going to build.
Just a giant fucking PVC.
Nah, no.
Well, you'd get one good shot out of it.
PVC scares me.
Dude, whatever. Pumpkin choke.
Exactly. I'm surprised those guys aren't dead.
I guarantee there's been one pumpkin choke and related
like,
fatality.
This pumpkin ain't coming out, and he looks down at it.
No, not even that. Like, they're like, fire, and they pull the thing, and then, like, a piece of it just, like, explodes forth and just, like, ruins some guy's entirety.
Maybe.
Like, even if it was the pumpkin, it'd probably still wreck you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we should talk about the news.
Just shoot it down. Like, just go like that, then that, then that.
So the first thing I wrote down was that Microsoft purchased from Epic Mega Games the where's it? Epic Games now.
Epic.
Yeah, Epic. Game.
And they purchased the rights to Gears of War, the entire franchise. So they own Gears of War 1, 2, 3, Judgment, and anything and everything Gears of War. So they own it. Top to bottom.
In perpetuity.
Yeah, and they built, they have a new studio that's doing, working on the next Gears of War, whatever.
Yeah.
But the dude who was...
As long as they get John DiMaggio.
The dude who was the lead on the other one, on the other Gears, Rod Ferguson, he's there leading the studio, so...
I tell you, that's the reason why I'm the most pumped about the Final Fantasy X remake.
Oh, yeah?
Just listening to John DiMaggio as Waka. That shit seriously brightens my day.
Right. Well, so then we can talk about the next thing.
Praise be to Yevon.
We can skip down a little bit. We can talk about that Final Fantasy 13 trailer.
The slash demo.
No.
No.
I thought there was a demo up.
No, it's a retrospect.
It's a retrospective. So basically what they did was they released a 7-minute, it was roughly 7-minute trailer. that tells everything that happened in Final Fantasy 13 and 13-2. But the way they did it is in 16-bit.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
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 I thought it was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's... All the sound effects.
Yeah. All the sound effects all those from sound all effects. The fucking Final Fantasy. There's a couple of them, you know.
There's a couple of new ones. I'm like, I don't know what this one is. But then it's rehashing all the storylines. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore.
Yeah.
The same way.
I just ended the video like, 13's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's just a weird guy.
It just ends with CGI... 13-3, whatever.
Lightning. I'm back 500 years in the future.
She takes off her sunglasses. We're back.
thank you, Elf. I haven't been doing that for a while. Good thing you reminded me of that.
You get one per podcast. No more.
No
more. God damn it.
And now the nice thing is now we have, if I can get a nice clear one of it.
No,
I can snip it
I'll fuck it up every time.
I can just put it in there wherever
I'm gonna
I
fuck it up every time.
I'll wait
now.
Till you go to bed,
and I'll fuck. I will seriously. One. I will wake up every time that you go to do it and fuck it up.
God damn it. You gotta go to work. Sometime.
I'm gonna start checking that computer, just looking for files on it and find it. Just fuck that shit up.
I would name it. Bah, 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 bah.
I'm like, what could that be? That's pretty clearly not it.
That has to be under pressure. Bum bum.
Like, or potentially the... Ice Baby.
Like, what the fuck is this? Okay.
So that's cool for Microsoft buying Gears.
Yeah, and
so they own Halo and Gears now?
Yeah, they own Halo Gears.
Halo Gears.
They're going to make them fight. And that fighting game is two steps away.
Gears of Halo War.
Yeah, and that 13 trailer. Go check that out.
13 trailer is actually pretty cool. I love it, man.
Yeah,
then
you know.
Can, if you pre-order now, you can get the Cloud Strife soldier uniform and bust a sword.
Yeah.
We know you love 7.
We know you love 7.
Just keep buying clothes.
Yeah, but Gears of Halo War.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. You did it. You fit all those words together in one thing.
Banjo-Kazooie Perfect Dark.
What the fuck?
What's that stupid game? Hydro Thunder.
Hydro Thunder.
What else is Microsoft own?
Oh, I thought you were just doing old Rareware stuff.
No, they own a lot of Rare stuff. They own Hydro Thunder, Halo Gears. I don't think they own Alan. They don't own Alan Wake yet.
Lost Odyssey's theirs, right?
I don't know.
It is.
Yeah.
There you go. See, Lost Odyssey.
That's a IP they could probably touch again.
Mm. Ooh, you know what's coming out in a few months?
Mm.
Shovel Knight.
Yeah,
yep, Shovel Knight. Oh, show.
About damn forever. Time.
All right.
I'm going to play the fuck out of that. It's coming to 3DS, right?
Yes.
And Wii U.
Play the fuck out of that.
3DS, Live, PSN, and Wii U.
Let's skip over that and go down here.
Just all that? Fine. Cool.
We'll talk about that in a minute. So the next thing was like this thing that Alf showed me, which I thought was really cool. I really like Kid Robot Toys.
Love them.
Like,
Kid Robot Toys are super fucking cool.
I mean, you know, like...
Well, they do that thing. They add the collectability
idea, the
to...
The idea of the capsule toy, the chase, rare, you know, getting something random, but, like, you're never... Like, if you like whatever Kid Robot...
Plus tradability.
Right, whatever Kid Robot set, you know, license set you're in, you'll usually... you'll find one... If you just buy one, you'll get something you like.
Yeah.
You might not get something you love, but you'll get something you like. And then, like you said, you can trade it, you can sell it, you can, you know.
There's a nice community behind every franchise.
Yeah.
So there's always a good trade fodder.
And I think they're cool, you know. And so they leaked out. I wouldn't say it leaked out. I guess it just kind of like fell out. Is that they're doing a Mega Man set. Which is going to be amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Joe, so are you going to buy one? Two boxes?
Two boxes, yeah.
Two boxes? Well, you fucking stupid.
And then I'll just buy whatever rare I don't get off eBay for $200.
Stupid.
But, yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. So,
I hope I get, like, a cute little Dr. Wowie.
Dr. Wowie. We got to stop Dr. Wowie, Mega Man.
Mega Man.
You should listen to that.
Oh, good Lord.
It's the voice audio from Mega Man 8.
I don't remember which one it is, but yeah, Dr.
Wowie.
Dr. Light sounding real dumb.
All right. Next thing is they announced a Sly Cooper movie in 2016.
Shit. Oh my
gosh, greatest movie ever.
Oh my God, Divas Raccoon is.
Is Sly Cooper still relevant?
Apparently so.
I didn't
Who
think,
is seeing that
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, I did not think that Sly Cooper was something that I would have to deal with again in my future.
I mean, I know they released that Sly Cooper set, but I know that it wasn't tremendously
popular.
Yeah,
I mean, like PS2 like era is where... I swear, like, my loved ones...
You know what it is? It's those people who think that PS2 and it's Xbox, retro. And yeah. Xbox Original are retro.
Yeah, totally, because, like, they're coming to the age now where they want to see their childhood come back to life, so,
And it's
yeah.
fucking Thievis Raccoonus.
It's Thievis Raccoonus,
no,
obviously.
No, what the fuck?
It did have a couple funny moments.
I'm telling you right now, man, my loved ones... Did. My like the people yeah. closest to me, like my soon to be wife and
yeah.
her little brother, absolutely love Sly Cooper.
Yeah, because he's a thief that only steals from other thieves.
You know, like that's cool. I mean, but like it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, that there were other games that, you know,
did this
weren't as ridiculous.
In my opinion, though, like Sly Cooper, like became like
he
that
had
whole,
potential.
It was good, but that whole game. Like action platformer was so flooded.
Yeah,
like they were yeah. so interchangeable. Like I couldn't tell you what the difference between one Sly Cooper game and a Jack and Daxter game
and a Ratchet and Clank game
yeah. were at the same time. I'm like, yeah, you guys have made too many of these. You're running the well fucking dry, and they did.
Yeah,
because when was the last time you had a good action platformer?
Fucking.
I just like to think this one guy in like Ontario, he sees the trailer and he's like, "Fuck yeah!" And then it comes out 2016. Oh, shit!
Maybe. Hopefully your idea there of not yelling in the mic worked out for us.
I hope so, too.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was
good.
A straight Reggie fart?
Fuck,
straight Reggie farts?
Damn!
That's good stuff.
Damn! I have a cold! It's getting through!
Oh, Reggie!
Damn!
Stop licking that belly.
Dude.
Now's the time for me to fart and blame him. Look, he just buried his nose behind you. It's good stuff.
Dude, oh, it's so heinous. It's like all over me. Right?
The best part is like when he does that.
It's like my eyes water.
He licks his lips like, I don't know what you got to talk about.
Yeah. That tastes like butter.
It's like clear my sinuses.
Bro. Like, I know how it is because it's so bad sometimes it wakes me up. Like, I'm just sleeping, and he's in the bed with me, and I'm just like, whoa!
And you just hear them.
Yeah.
Fucking jerk ass.
Murmur.
All right, well. That's Reggie's second funniest appearance.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
That was good.
All right.
My nose is seriously running now.
So look forward to that Sly Cooper movie.
2016, man.
Yeah, they fucking...
Giving Star Wars a run for its money.
They fucking... dated that one's like, yeah, 2016.
2016, it'll be done. Don't worry about it.
They pump out DreamWorks movie faster than that shit.
You know what, man? They who knows? Maybe they've been working on it for like a year.
Dude, I seriously couldn't even tell you, like, some of that, like, 3D CG nonsense that's come out, like, over the last couple of months. Like, I remember seeing seeing something about, yeah, like, some fucking cavemen.
Nutjob.
I remember seeing something about squirrels, something about turkeys.
I don't remember the turkey one, but yeah, I do remember.
It was like a Thanksgiving thing where they were going to save turkeys.
I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the turkey movie.
There,
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Yeah.
There was the...
Me too.
The thing with
Frozen.
The Minions.
Frozen.
Yeah, I was going to say the Disney thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just fucking nuking the shit out of that whole area.
There's talks of a Pixar Star Wars movie.
Oh, gross. You know what? Can we talk about that Maleficent trailer?
Yeah, let's get a consensus on that real quick.
I haven't watched it yet still.
Really?
If you want to kill yourself, go ahead and listen to it.
All I know is I can't wait for that Lana Del Rey remix.
No, that's the trailer I'm talking about.
You mean
the dance remix.
Remix.
Lana Del Rey singing Once Upon a Dream is so depressing. I just want to hang myself.
I think that trailer's dope.
God, I just don't... fuck Lana Del Rey.
As soon as she gets that remix out, I'll be fucking
Is it because of the soundtrack? It's the only thing that you're... Like just the movie. Like,
well, you want an ambience to the movie as well. Like, visual aid with actual auditorial as well. So when you hear Lana Del Rey... Upon a dream. You're like, why is this so fucking dark?
It's meant to be dark.
I guess, but fuck, man.
Well, anyway, the part that amazed me about that whole situation there is that is actually Disney, 100% Disney presents.
Yeah.
Not like, yo, we made this through Touchstone or one of our other projects.
Well, Touchstone's still alive?
You know what my opinion on it is? That Disney has adopted the character that Kingdom Hearts made Maleficent into.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I just can't.
I shook my head at you after you asked me a question and I nodded at you during a podcast. I was like, "Yep, up and down."
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but like Disney actually launched like lines of cosmetic beauty products, like makeup and nail polish and things like that. And they use Maleficent a lot.
Yeah.
Like they gave her own line.
Yeah.
Like, her whole like thing.
Yeah. Like I
you know, I mean, like people like my girlfriend that, you know, she loves Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, totally.
And like, I mean, like, I think there's just that thing where, you know, people my age who grew up, I mean, I guess people a little bit younger too probably grew up watching Sleeping Beauty. But that, like the people who are the target audience for that kind of movie are, you know what I'm saying,
have yeah, a yeah.
reverence for Sleeping Beauty. And I mean, I don't know why they tried to make a live-action Jungle Book movie.
They lost the rights to Tarzan.
Oh, good.
Because some other production company's making a Jungle Book movie, another one. So Disney has no rights over Jungle Book anymore.
Oh, good.
So Kingdom Hearts 3 will not have a Jungle Book world.
No. You mean Mogwai, not...
What? Mowgli?
Mowgli. Yeah, Mowgli.
You said
something about Tarzan, and then you said...
Oh, sorry, not Tarzan. Jungle Book, I meant. Sorry.
Okay, because I was like...
You.
They're both fucking animals.
I
want to
be like you.
Yeah.
Like a bear. Oh, wait.
That's in there, too. Nice.
I always try to remember the line, but it's like, when you pick the prickly pear with paw, use the paw claw.
Yeah, sounds right.
I never remember it.
All I know is that spun out in the tailspin, and that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy.
Dude, I got so many problems with that fucking show.
There's nothing wrong with that show.
Where did he get his license to fly?
He stole it, just like everything else that bear has ever gotten. His pants?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Why
does
he suddenly have the desire to wear a shirt and a hat? Saying.
He totally sold out his fucking belief structure. Bear necessities, and now he's working a fucking working class job.
To get the bear necessities.
No, man.
The
bear necessities were floating down the fucking river and then using the fucking claw to pick the prickly pear.
If I recall correctly, that show, the premise was that he was tremendously in debt with that plane.
Why?
And that bear bitch bought the company and was like, "You could be my pilot, and you
yeah." But why is he in debt?
You can buy them. I don't
because that tiger Shao Kahn. No, wait, that's Mortal Kombat.
Shere Khan was working him. He's working him.
He's working him.
He had him over a barrel. He's working him.
Wait, what was the snake's name?
That's a good question.
Sliver.
Yeah,
like Kaw.
Yeah, that sounds right.
What was Kid Cloud Kicker?
No. Cloud Kicker. Yeah, that sounds that's right.
The little boy's name, right?
Yeah, yeah. With their lion ass, you can surf in the sun. That's dangerous.
I was like, I'm just going to hang a back of this fucking plane and surf the clouds.
I remember that. Yeah, I was like, I don't know about that. That's
Disney, you got it
wrong. I'm just saying, like, why? Baloo just fucking totally sold himself out.
And Louie's just a drunk motherfucker at a bar.
Yeah, King Louie, yeah.
You just want to drink at my bar, Baloo. Mm-hmm.
That all sounds accurate to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to play that NES game now. It was not that bad.
Oh, it was
Kaa. K-A-A.
Nice. There you go. Internet is ruining this podcast.
Yeah. All right. I always try to think. Like, do you remember who voiced that guy?
Hell no.
God, no.
All right.
Jesus, now you're going deeper.
Well, he had a really, like...
He was probably dead by the time I was born.
Shit.
Probably dead by the time I was born.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard that voice.
All right. So, last small news is that Normal Boots relaunched their website.
Yay!
With all their video content on there. And the only reason I mentioned this in the news is because when we were talking about all the YouTube problems, it's like they listened into our podcast and like, that was a good idea, putting all the shit back on our site first.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, they circumvented a major flaw in the YouTube system, so.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just think that's neat they did that, you know.
Maybe. And they're still working in conjunction with YouTube, doing the exclusives a week earlier, but then YouTube will get it a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just think it's neat, just because, like, you know, we talked about that was one of the possible solutions.
Yeah, and they did it.
And to see them embrace it means, like, we're not fucking just sitting here idiots in a room talking, you know, to ourselves. So. All right, so the next piece of news is, like, there's a NeoGAF forum thread that's just full of Xbox One rumors. Boom, crazy.
Just chomped to the brim.
So I heard about the white system.
So I pulled the biggest ones, and so this Christmas holiday, November, October, they're gonna start selling the white system that it was employees only. And then the next rumor is that in November, they're gonna start selling a new model with a 1 terabyte hard drive instead of the 500 gig hard drive.
Fucking ridiculous.
And then the next rumor is Halo 2 HD is in the works. And then
that's gonna be cool.
That
I'd love me some Halo 2.
Because Halo 2 HD is in the works, it pushed back Halo 5. The other thing was like someone supposedly leaked images of a Titanfall console.
Oh yeah, I'd seen the controller, but
right. Well, someone mocked it up. Well, it looks like it could be Photoshopped to match the style of the controller, and then they put Titanfall images on the box.
Yeah.
So I mean, it could be fake, could be real, but still, you know, rumors. All right, so the big news of the week is from our buddies over at Nintendo. I know we
Nintendo.
We talk about them a lot, but
we're biased.
Yeah, we're biased. Sure.
They got the biggest news this year, man.
Well, that's just how we grew up, and Alf's thing.
Nintendo
is that
doesn't make a fucking move without everyone paying attention to it.
I mean, Alf's also genuinely right. Like, most of the news-related items this year have been fucking Nintendo.
It's sad news, but it's news. I mean,
well, I mean, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff up there. You know, first, they held an investor conference, and Iwata came out, and he apologized for having to adjust the sales numbers, and then he bowed for over 3 seconds, which is, like...
Deep apology.
Deep apology in the Japanese culture. And then he announced that he was taking a 50% pay cut, and then like a lot of other top level executives are taking between
Miyamoto's taking 30.
10 to 30, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
like,
that's fucking nuts.
So he said he's not gonna step down, but Nintendo has to embrace new ideas. And that Nintendo has always been a company about change and getting, you know, with the times. And that they're not afraid of change because he's like Nintendo started selling Hanafune cards and went into, you know, love testers and taxi cabs and what's those stupid things called, the little punching boxing grabber arm thing, those little things. And then they made toys, and then they got into electronics, and they got into arcades, and then from arcades they got into home computer / video game systems, and then they became the Nintendo we know and love. So
who knows, maybe a couple of years from now you'll be driving a Nintendo vehicle,
maybe something.
Fuck! Yeah. I want one.
Nintendo GPS. Ooh, take a left.
I want a Mazda Blue Falcon.
Ooh. Danger, roads are slippery.
GPS Luigi. Oh no!
Oh no! It's a dog.
It's dark and like that's some fucking dank GPS.
Why would the GPS say, "Oh, it's a dog"?
No, that's what I'm saying. Just like, oh, be careful, it's a dog. Like, oh, thanks, Luigi. And
GPS, I'm lost.
And you get the
Mario.
You get Wario. You get this crackling laugh. Rah, 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 rah. You turn.
Rah,
fuck. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Left. Rah, he just laughs after every direction.
And then they just distinctly don't make a Waluigi GPS.
No, they're just like, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Oh.
They make a Toad one.
Luigi.
They make a Toad one and they make a Yoshi one.
Oh,
Toad one is annoying.
Toad one would be the worst.
Yoshi, you just get lost
Yoshi!
Constantly.
Like, what the fuck?
Weep,
Yoshi!
What does that mean?
No. No.
Yeah.
Yoshi! God damn it, I hate you.
Go away.
God damn it, Yoshi.
I know, but Toad's just like, Baba, turn left! Baba! Stop!
I'm the best! Oh, fuck this guy.
You just turn the GPS off. I'd rather be lost.
All right, so some of the other things they announced was, what was it? Like, they're going to be more liberal with their licensing of their characters.
I heard about that.
So, like, they kind of showed that a little bit already with Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, you might get, like, more things like Link in Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
You know, you might get, you know.
As long as we don't get CDI Zelda again.
I don't think they meant like that.
As long as we don't get that.
I think they meant more like, hey.
Well, that was due to that weird, like, Nintendo-Sony partnership that was weird.
Yeah, well, like, and Philips and...
Yeah, that whole weird thing that's an area that we don't want to talk about.
So,
nobody want to talk about it.
The other thing is, What else? Oh, they announced that they're going to... I don't know how to describe it.
Describe it anyways.
A non-wearable fitness
app
thing. It's weird. So they said it's super top secret, and they don't know...
It's top secret as fuck. We can't even tell you how to wear it.
We don't even know
it.
How the fuck it works
yet. Yeah. We don't even know. You put it in your butt, and then you fucking... It tells your Wii U how much you poop.
It's a Nintendo item that you put up your butt.
It's non-wearable, so, I mean, what else?
I don't know, man.
You're gonna clip it to your nipple, like, oh, fuck.
You're still wearing it, then.
Exactly. See,
it's gotta go up your butt.
It's gotta go up the b-hole.
It's a Kirby enema.
Yeah. It's gotta go up the butt.
Like, that's what it is. You get some kind of crazy enema and ejects this dye that Nintendo can vitality sensor something.
It just scans you with their version of the Kinect or whatever.
Yeah, their version of the Kinect. You hold up the Wii U gamepad. Because they announced also they're going to focus on the gamepad.
You, like, spit on it, and then it determines.
You turn it on. All right, Wii Fit U, how am I doing? You have a cancer. Thank you for playing along.
How did I get cancer? And they're like,
they got that Kirby toy that I got that spins the, like, Magic 8-Ball.
It's got the frying pan Kirby Magic 8-Ball.
I don't know. So they announced that.
I think it'd be really far-fetched if Nintendo gave me cancer.
Yeah. So the other thing they announced is, like, they figured out their solution for, I guess they're basically building, like, a smartphone app where you can watch commercials for Nintendo stuff or find out about Nintendo stuff.
The way I look at it, it's like Nintendo Zone, but on your app.
Yeah.
I think...
So, like, it's in conjunction with your Nintendo Club account. You get points and you get demos?
So what I read was it's a way for them to communicate with people about Nintendo products. But if the app is just solely communicating marketing, it's not going to be very successful.
Yeah. It's got to have some sort of...
It's got to have some kind of hook.
That's why I read about... They deny demos. They want demos out of the vocabulary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's mini games. That's what they're calling it.
Yeah.
But sure, if you like the mini game, you could buy the full retail game.
There's something else.
So it's weird.
When I was playing... was it Pikmin? I had, like, a little mini game I could play when I was waiting on it to load. It was kind of cool. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was Pikmin.
You know, we didn't talk about it last time, the whole rumored thing about the Fusion.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about
the Fusion. Even though Iwata hinted at it, kind of, he said, I want the 3DS and the Wii U to be brothers.
Yeah.
So he did hint at that, and that's all he said.
Yeah. So, like, we didn't talk about it last week, but those rumors...
I mean,
that could
just be connectivity.
A new Nintendo console that was, like, the home unit was, like, more powerful.
A terminal,
and then, like, there's a mobile part of it that acted like kind of like the gamepad, that's like as a 3DS kind of thing. It was really interesting. And it was like four times as powerful as the PS4 or some shit.
Yeah,
like
no. When you read the specs, I don't even know what a fucking flop is.
Yeah.
In tech wise, but PS4 has a 0.3 flop. The Wii Fusion spec was a 7 terabyte flop. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit running? Like, I have no idea.
I mean, it's all... That's all speculation. That's all, you know, us pulling from memory. So, we probably got the data way wrong there. But it was still interesting.
Yeah.
But,
it's got a big-ass flop.
It's got a flop. It's flop.
It's huge.
What?
Giant flop on it.
All right. So, the other thing they announced was... They said that they'd gotten past a lot of the hurdles of the virtual console.
This kind of makes me a little mad...
And so now they're going to do a DS virtual console on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Why? They got a touchpad in your
hand. Yeah, I get it.
And you got a big game on the screen.
Yeah, but did you see the screenshots of how it would work? So the top screen and the touch screen would be on your gamepad. Why would you just not have the top screen on your TV?
They're going to figure out eventually.
So I think that was better. Here's my biggest issue. Is
those games going to look like shit.
No, yep. First off, they're going to look like hot garbage. Second of all, if we're getting that kind of thing, why the fuck, where are my SNES games? I'm a 3DS. Just give me a fucking SNES game.
So, speculation of what I've read about that is that the emulate, like, there's, like, okay, the what I read was the way that Nintendo actually got the GBA games to work on the,
Magic got it.
No, the way they got it to work, GBA games to work on the 3DS, is that you remember that it has a DS emulation mode, right?
Well, yeah.
So... What it does is when you launch the GBA games, it launches it into the DS mode and then creates a fake slot, the fake slot for the GBA thing, and puts the ROM in the slot and tells the DS, yeah, there's totally this GBA game in that GBA slot.
Boot it up.
Boot that.
But still doesn't say why it can't run a SNES game.
I'm just... Because there is probably some kind of technological hurdle there that, like, Mario World doesn't run perfect. 100% perfect. And until Mario World runs 100% perfect, they're not putting it out.
Ugh. I just want SNES games on the go.
I'm telling you, SNES games on the go are coming.
I hope.
The Nintendo 3DS...
Retro Duo Portable!
Oh, a Super Boy! Get a Super Boy!
Super Boy!
Just walk around with a fucking briefcase full of cartridges.
Yeah!
Now you get a Super Flash cart.
Dude, if somebody stole that briefcase, you'd be so fucking cheesed up.
Oh, good lord.
Just want to get a Super cart.
Does that mean, like, we're talking the games that I'd carry around on Super Nintendo? I'd probably lose several hundred dollars on 10 cartridges.
Fuck you. Fuck you for stealing my fucking briefcase.
Joey has a briefcase all Earthbound.
Earthbound.
Joey, you only need one.
I almost bought Hagani today. I should have done it.
Hagini.
You should have done it. Probably smart that I didn't, though. That's a good waste of money.
You just bought a car, boy.
I know.
You rich.
Rich motherfucker.
I still gotta pay for that shit.
Eventually. Still gotta pay for that.
I'm rich.
Anyway, so back to Nintendo. What else is up there?
Mario Kart.
Oh yes, Mario Kart.
Definitive release date May.
May, yeah.
May
Mario
8th?
Kart 8 May. No, just May.
I thought it was May 8th.
I just read May.
I thought they got the actual day on that.
I heard May.
Whatever. Awesome. I want to play that goddamn game already.
So Smash Bros. Probably June.
I want to play that game with Alf, but not in a scenario where I can't play it not with the motion controls.
Oh, you want a rematch? You just want a rematch?
Mode? Yeah.
Someone's salty.
What else?
Morton's.
So the other thing that's Nintendo news but not Nintendo news is that someone sold Nintendo World Championship cart that was a torn off label with the word Mario written on it for $100,000 on eBay, and the world went nuts.
Like, everybody was like, say, what?
Well, as it turns out, like, everyone knows that those carts are worth a little over $10,000. Like, right in the $10,000 range.
Yeah.
And so, like, even, what was it, Pat the NES Punk?
Yeah.
Remember, he went on Pawn Stars, and they got him appraised.
Yeah, he was saying, like, 37 grand for both.
But even on his...
But they had a gold, he had a gold and a, yeah. And a gray.
But on his, website, he actually said it was scripted.
Right, like, but still,
they contacted him for that very reason.
But they still know, they still put a value on
them. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where a realistic person could walk in and say, well, I seen this was worth this much on Pawn Stars.
That's true.
And so, like, basically what happened was everyone went online and just started fucking high-bidding the fuck out of it. You know, just like, oh, I'm gonna troll the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to bid $200,000, and then I'm going to close this eBay account and fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck the guy who's selling it, you know?
So, it wasn't a legit sale?
I mean...
Did $100,000 change hands?
I don't think $100,000 changed hands.
Mm.
But what's interesting is that all the publicity and hype and things like that from it have started to bring out more copies. Like, one guy's selling this Player 2 controller for the Nintendo World Championships.
VGA graded.
Another guy is selling a world championship one. Wow. Another guy is selling, like, the official shirt that said, what was it, official runner-up or something like that. Another guy is selling...
Semifinalist,
there you go. Another guy is selling, you know, a
Power Fest.
No.
Oh, well.
The gold, he's selling a gold...
no label.
But with no label. So it's hard to tell if it's real or not.
Yeah.
Because some people are speculating, but people in the know are saying that it's real. And then JJ Games is selling their Power Fest 94, which they bought for, I think, like $12,000.
He get you again?
He got me again.
Oh, that's good.
It's less funny this time.
Yeah, no, this is not funny anymore. Was it hot? Dude, it heated up the air.
Put your hand back there.
It's 5 degrees hotter around here.
Try to keep it from coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got a whiff of it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
He's like, bathe me again, will you?
Well, he had a flea.
Oof.
Ugh.
Shit, fuck.
So, anyone want
to... No, just end it. God damn. Ugh.
All right. No.
Fucking dog farts, you guys.
And they are going to boot up the OS on the Wii U faster now.
Yeah, I saw that patch was coming, like, where they're going to make games boot faster and shit like that.
So it's going to have, like, a memory of your frequently played games, and you can boot it up, like, there instantaneously.
Nice.
So that's a plus, because I disagree with you.
I think it needs to go in low power state like fucking the Xbox One does.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, we talked about it, you disagree with me, but I think the Wii U loads horribly.
No. I thought you were saying that it had started loading faster. I'm like, no, it still loads like shit.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were saying that it had already come out. I'm like, no, it hasn't come out yet. Because it's like
fucking garbage. Because
when I was playing Pikmin 3, it was slow as fuck the other day.
Yeah, no, it takes forever just to boot up, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The screen literally, in the little demo, tech demo they did, 20 seconds.
That's not bad.
Into game. I was like, that's the way it should be. It shouldn't take 3 minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, 3 minutes is a bit of
exaggeration. Hopefully they learn. They're making their strides now, so.
I don't know. I have all the faith in the world in Nintendo. They're still sitting on Super Nintendo money.
Fat stacks. Sitting on gold.
I do think they do need to reach in to be a powerhouse system, though. Next generation. They need to say, no. We want to blow them all out of the water.
Just next generation, they're just like, check it out. We got exclusive rights to Call of Duty and Battlefield.
That was another rumor that came out, is that there's an Xbox One that has built-in Bluetooth. Fucking Xbox.
Stop listening, you piece of shit.
Anyway, there's one with and then the dog fights. There's one with built-in Bluetooth and one that doesn't have a disc drive at all, so it's all digital.
I wish there was a camera in here. I told the Xbox to stop listening, and I called it a piece of shit, and it was like Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
That's what you want to watch, right? Right? Anyone else got any news before the dog stinks us out of here?
Dude, no, I'm good.
Now,
end it.
All right. Well, this has been sorry to end like that. Woo. We can't breathe.
It's bad, dude. It's real bad.
Episode 31. I'm in a bad mood now. Podcast. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the places you know to go. Be sure to send us some emails. I still haven't gotten any emails. podcast@goldensaucer.net. You know,
it's like we're not popular or something.
I bought a jersey. Stop it.
Yeah, we bought those.
Dude, no. It's fucked up, man. 31 episodes. I can't even get a fucking email, like a legit one, like just one person being like, oh, I love your dick.
Jeremy, I know you're listening. Just send us an email. Just send us one email. Say hey.
Anybody,
guys.
Lance. That's it. Somebody. All right, guys. Yeah, we'll catch you next week.
Later.